Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. The Army ordered a 24-hour stand-down of its aviation units after three fatal military helicopter crashes this year. CBS's David Martin.
The deadliest involved a mid-air collision between two medevac helicopters flying at night. The other happened in broad daylight, when a Black Hawk belonging to the Tennessee National Guard just seemed to fall out of the sky.
He come down on the nose and the nose caved in, but he was already starting to flip upside down when he hit.
Another helicopter, an Apache, was lost in Alaska in February when it rolled over just after takeoff. In that accident, at least no one died.
Thursday, two Apache helicopters crashed in Alaska, killing three soldiers. Forecasters say large hail, strong winds, and even tornadoes are possible this weekend in the southeast. Weather Channel meteorologist Jackie Jarrett.
The storm system that's producing all the bad weather across Texas right now is going to be the system to watch through the rest of the weekend. This will continue to bring a threat of damaging winds, large hail, and even a few tornadoes. Storms then work their way into the Gulf of Mexico, work their way back northward into the panhandle of Florida.
Also, parts of Yosemite National Park are now closed this weekend over concern melting snowpack could cause flooding. Some 16,000 American citizens are believed to be in Sudan. And after 2 weeks of fighting, CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland says some are being evacuated out right now.
The Biden administration's cautious approach reflects the deteriorating situation throughout the country. A Turkish evacuation aircraft was fired upon as it departed Khartoum. Current estimates are that over 500 people have been killed and 4,200 wounded in fighting in the capital alone.
Some cities far away from the front lines in Ukraine are dealing with the aftermath of a new round of Russian missile and drone strikes. Willie James Amon reports from Washington.
Air raid sirens blared in Kyiv after Russia launched more than 20 long-range cruise missiles overnight. Russia says the weapons hit places where Ukrainian soldiers were housed and made no mention of the civilian deaths. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says several missiles were downed by Ukraine's air defense. U.S. Patriot missiles may have been deployed. The U.S. delivered them last week, and Friday, Ukraine's defense minister said the military has already mastered their use.
Among the civilians killed, a young mom and her daughter. Four teens are in custody in Texas related to an after-prom shooting that injured 11 people last weekend in Jasper. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome.
but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Now I'm working for the weekend. I barely worked all week. E-Bone, you're the only consistent party here. Lightly screening the phone calls, helping us give away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. In this hour, we got a pair for tomorrow night's game, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. And of course, we also play the Brewers in southwestern Wisconsin, WRCE, news from the center. Dom, before we get back to the callers, and I know we got some friends lining up in the queue, at 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. But I got one real quick.
All right.
From thehill.com. Samuel Alito says he has a pretty good idea. The identity of the Dobbs decision leaker.
Yeah.
So do I, Alito. It's you, you son of a... I would allege, Supreme.
Alito's going to come up with a book that says, if I did it, he's searching for the real killer. I'm sorry. He's searching for the real leaker.
Supremely smug Court Justice Samuel Alito, who authored the court's majority opinion in the case that overturned Roe v. Wade last year, says he has, and this is a quote, a pretty good idea of the identity of the person who leaked the draft ruling. Alito said in an interview with two Wall Street Journal opinion writers that the leak of the court's draft decision in Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization last May, more than a month before the opinion was officially announced, created an atmosphere of suspicion and distrust. Yeah, towards you, because you overturned 50 years of precedent and you leaked the ruling just to make sure that all your colleagues on the court were locked into their votes. That's what Crudy alleges. He calls it a little differently, Dom. Chief Justice John Roberts directed the court's marshal to launch an investigation to try and identify the person responsible for leaking the information. But the high court said in January it was unable to find this source. Unable, Dom. My understanding, the justices weren't actually interviewed under oath, but they were unable to find the source.
Yeah, weird. Amongst the clerks. Weird how that works.
The Supreme Court overturned Roe in a 5-4 ruling in the Dobbs case last June. Roberts voted to uphold the 15-week abortion ban in Mississippi that was being reviewed, but he joined the court's liberals in opposing the overturning of the precedent. Alito said in the interview, the marshal did a good job with the resources available, but the evidence was not sufficient to name a suspect. I personally have a pretty good idea who is responsible. I bet you do. But that's a different level of proof that's needed to name somebody. I can't name names, but I know who did it. He did. He said he believes the motive for the leak. Now, understand, he's covering his own ass in my estimation here. Alito said he believes the motive for the leak was to prevent the early draft of Dobbs from becoming the court's ultimate ruling. The vast majority of the final ruling was similar to the text in the leaked draft. So this was a failed effort, right? It was to so pressure these justices that they would change their vote. I assert it is exactly the opposite. Alito knew how painful this would be for the American people, how difficult it would be to hold this 5-4 coalition. He had already lost Roberts. There was no negotiation after the leak. They could have still found a different reason to rule the way Alito wanted without overturning the precedent. And this again, a quote from Alito, the esteemed. And that's how it was used for those 6 weeks by people on the outside, is a part of a campaign to try and intimidate the court. Again, I say just the opposite. The court's ruling in Dobbs, which struck down the federal right to abortion, was followed by more than a dozen states taking action to severely restrict or ban access to the procedure. Regardless of the identity of the leaker and their motive, the leak effectively froze the votes in the case in the final weeks before the decision was released, according to reporting in the book, Nine Black Robes. It prevented the opportunity for compromise in the weeks before the ruling was out, according to the book. So everything Alito asserts, just the opposite happened. Now, could it be that the justice that authored this decision, this Christian fundamentalist, this extremist that overturned 50 years of precedent, is it possible he wanted to lock in his legacy for history's sake? So he leaked it? That seems far more likely, Dom. Far more likely. And that was the assessment of our friend Maggie Dawn. And if Maggie Dawn says it, I believe it.
Right on. 844-967-2789. We have other news from the regarding the U.S. Supreme Court. But let's get to some callers. You've been patient. Give us a call. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Got some tickets to give away as well to the Brewer game. 844-967-2789. PT, you're up. Welcome. Pardon. Welcome, PT. What do you got?
PT, you're not getting tickets, man. You abandoned ship. You're not even a Wisconsinite anymore.
Wait a second here. I got plenty of friends in Milwaukee that I can just send it to them.
That's not how it works, man. It's you and a friend or you and a family member, but it's got to include you.
We'll do FaceTime at the seats. All right, we'll do FaceTime. All right, so listen, you presented a lot of grievances. It brought up a lot of grievances, but I'll start with Ron Johnson. I'll give you my favorite concert, okay? So Ron Johnson said that global warming benefits Wisconsin more than any other state, whatever he said. But did he happen to look at all the flooding that's going along along the Mississippi River, along those river towns? One person there said this is the worst flooding she's seen in 20 years. Now, how does that benefit Wisconsin when you have all this snow melting so quickly? Now it's 91 here in Portland, Beaverton area, and it's not humid. It's kind of dry heat, which is great, but I think it just seems unseasonably warm for spring. Anyways, regarding the concert that I went to, this was in the 70s, all right? And I lived at Marquette University in the tallest dorm on the 16th floor, and I could see a view of all the way west and all the way south. It was a great place, and we used to smoke doogies up there all the time. Anyways, I got invited by a friend who lived on that floor, And we went to the Pink Floyd concert. This is in the 70s at County Stadium. And we got front row seats, but they're still far from the stage if you realize what County Stadium's like. Anyways, we pulled out the Doogies, started smoking. The first song they played was Every Brick in the Wall, whatever. Yeah, something like that.
Another Brick in the Wall, yes.
Another Brick in the Wall, right. It was a great song, and I still remember that. It was a fantastic experience. I don't know, that was the only song I remembered because...
PT, sounds like you were comfortably numb at that concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, as they say in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, for sure they do. Any other thoughts, PD, before we bid you a fond weekend and glorious weather in Oregon?
I'd like to give you my email for the tickets, please. Thank you.
Yeah, you keep holding, PT. We'll get right to you, fella. 844-967-2789. There'll be others calling, I suspect. No, man. No Oregon people getting our tickets for the Brewers. I don't care if you still got friends here. If you don't live here, you don't get the tickets. Right, Dom? I mean, that's not...
I think I don't make the rules. I mean, if you got them, give them away.
Well, we're kind of making them away as we go here, aren't we?
is that it?
Making them up as we go here.
Giving them away as we go. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the callers. Tom from the left coast, L.A. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
No tickets for you, Tom.
Hey, guys. First...
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, well, just give mine to either Dave or Lou or CJ. Just as a good reaching across the aisle type thing, I guess. But I know that they don't like that, socialist giving away things. So you got to be careful there. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. That's all of us, and we must never forget it. That teacher, should have been approached by the parent directly.
The Wausau East, I believe it was, high school band teacher that was accused of racist, homophobic things said in class, to keep it live, to keep them laughing, giggling, exactly. Tom.
What an idiot. I mean, the thing is, he doesn't realize that there may be a young gay kid in that classroom that is not out. No one even knows that they're gay or lesbian. I talk about myself and the third person there. Where basically you heard a lot of things.
Tom, how old were you?
In rural towns of Wisconsin.
Tom, how old were you when you knew you were gay, and how old were you when you came out as
five.
Gay? You knew you were gay at five. 21. When did you tell your folks and your friends?
21.
Wow.
When I was in college, when I played for St. Norbert, and it was after one of my football games, and I told my mom first. So, yep. Over in Green Bay. For that teacher, he needs to consider the audience that's around him. A lot of people, number one, you should never be outwardly racist, especially when people are there. But one thing you have to remember about the LGBTQ community is that we are, for the most part, invisible to the masses. And, you could be talking about, your closest friend in a real disparaging way that can make them feel real crappy about themselves. Also, I can hear Ron Johnson saying, Mike. You know what? Climate change is here. It's too far gone. We can't do anything about it. So that's how it goes.
Get your ass goodbye, Tom. We're all going to die. But not before the end of this show. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You show us everything you've got. Baby,
baby, that's quite a lot. Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal. And so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that. And our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 37 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 50. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going back to them at 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Nick from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Nick, our little conservative love muffin. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I actually don't want to talk about politics right now, believe it or not. Yeah.
We talking Packers draft, Brewers game, Bears still suck. What's on your mind, Nick?
Okay, I am a Bear fan, so that's another reason for you to hate me. But I wanted to say, your previous callers, seem like a really nice guy, but, me and, to each his own, I've always found Pink Floyd, except for the song Comfortably Numb, boring. I just found them boring,
Have you ever been comfortably numb listening to Comfortably Numb? Because I have, man, and it's cool.
Sounds a lot better than.
But an even better version is the one from The Departed, But, I like the song Money, it just annoys the heck out of me. But I want to say, you were talking about Brewers tickets and everything, and I remember that about 7 years ago, my best friend, it was his birthday, he called me. He said, "Hey, Nick, you want to go to a Brewer game?" I was off. He's like, "Sure, let's go." So we got there, and then he said, "All right, Nick, I'm going to get tickets. You set up the grill, and then we'll go from there." And he came back, and he said, "Okay, they gave me three choices. Standing room only, obstructed view, or behind home plate for $50. So we're around TV for $50, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
That's honestly all I wanted to say. Yeah.
The day you got great seats for $50. Yeah. Here, I thought you were going to say, screw it. We didn't even go in. We sat in the parking lot, got hammered drunk, and listened to the Brewers on the radio.
No. We actually had to eat the broth really fast because the game was going to start because it was a last minute thing, So, but it's one of those cool things you do on your friend's birthday. So, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And Nick, did you also have a favored concert that you've been to?
My favorite concert, every time they come to town, is Garbage. I see it every time.
Great. Yeah, good call there, yeah. Nick.
They're a Madison original, are they not?
They're all from Madison except for her.
I forget which of the females it was, but my understanding...
Shirley Manson. Well, it was also on the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the Terminator show. She was the evil Terminator.
Oh, I was going to say she was the inspiration for one of the Foo Fighters' greatest tunes. Dave Grohl was dating her at the time, and she apparently recorded some of the whispers and I know I'd get the song wrong, Nick, but if you could sing it for us, I'd appreciate it.
Let's move along.
Hey, Everlong, Nick, says E-Bone. I didn't hear him in the background. Everlong. Yeah, that one.
Thanks,
Nick,
for the memories, Nick. 844-967-2789.
I almost had him sing it, Don. Why do you discourage the audience? Me and Betsy are the only ones that have been courageous enough to sing on these airwaves. Dana from La Crosse, maybe you got the cojones. Dana, what was your favorite concert, dude? At the La Crosse Center,
yeah,
or any other venue?
I got a concert story for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Story for you. You definitely don't want me to sing Jeff Tate, though. So back in the day, I think Reagan and Bush were in the White House. They came out with Operation Mindcrime, of course.
Yes.
And they were doing the live crime tour. So they're doing the entire album in its entirety, front to back. It was just an amazing show. And, maybe about 5-6 months later, it's my birthday, and my mom had gotten me a gift. I could not tell what it is. Open it up, and it's this box set of that concert. They were filming it.
They did. They filmed it. Dana, I was doing security for that show. They recorded in Madison, I believe. They also recorded in La Crosse for the Operation Video Crime. It was spectacular. Exactly. They did a couple
Video
of the songs a couple of times to get the cameras right. But as a fan and security, it was great to check that out, man.
Dana, do you remember when the Violent Femmes came to the La Crosse Center, or maybe it was right on campus, Cartwright Center, back in like 1988?
I remember that name of that band, but I didn't see them, no.
Well, the Violent Femmes came to town, Dana, and our friend John, let's just call him Sola, this big football player with the Mohawk, he was part of the security, and the Violent Femmes were coming on stage, and they were just honored in Milwaukee recently, I believe, 40 years since they rolled out their first album. But the Violent Femmes, and I grew up listening to them in high school, Dana. And they were coming on stage, and apparently they had shroomed before the concert. And Sola said the lead singer looked at, you know, one of the other bandmates and said, "Oh, man, I shouldn't have taken those last tops." Like he was tripping, you know what, as he was coming on stage in La Crosse at the Cartwright Center.
I mean, it is La Crosse, Wisconsin. Actually, last concert I attended in La Crosse, I believe, was the La Crosse Center, probably 10, 11 years ago. Rob Zombie opening up for Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
That was a lot of funny.
You know, the last time I went to La Crosse for a concert, it was a rainout. It was supposed to be at UW La Crosse Stadium, Eagle Stadium, whatever they call that thing, probably Roger Herring Field these days. Steve Miller Band. And I had tickets. And thunderstorms came through, washout, no concert. So anyways, my wife's got a makeup concert. Steve Miller Band's playing Red Rocks in September. She's like, "Remember the concert? We didn't get to go. Can we go?" I'm like, "Well, that's not La Crosse, baby. You know, that's
that's a little more effort.
Different sort of God's country. I mean, Red Rocks, that'd be a cool venue. I'll be at the Crystal Grand Ballroom watching a Blues Traveler a little bit later this evening. So that's, you know, what got the concert conversation going. Is this what he said? I didn't hear who he said. Favorite concert.
Led Zeppelin? Oh, just some random.
E-Bone's just playing randos.
This time.
I can't even hear you on the microphone. Come back. More Devils. Hopefully the audience can hear me now. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, pair of Brewers tickets for tomorrow night. We got your plans. Stick around.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's an Army aviation safety stand down following a helicopter crash in Alaska. We get the details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Three soldiers were killed and a fourth injured when two Apache helicopters collided in midair Thursday in a remote area of Alaska about 250 miles from Anchorage.
Texas braces for more severe weather this weekend. 13-year-old Jaden Alvarado survived a lightning strike in Fort Worth.
It went black. I woke up in an ambulance, and I guess I fell asleep, and I woke up here.
Apparently I died last night and came back to life.
Ukraine is working on its spring counteroffensive. Charlie Daggett reports from the front lines.
Secretary Danilov told us once that counteroffensive has begun, the whole world will know it started. Ukraine's top defense minister said as soon as there is God's will, the weather, and a decision by commanders, we'll do it.
25 Ukrainians killed yesterday. CBS News Brief, I'm Ara Rubin.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocate. Radio for messy women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dom, I'm going to a concert soon, and this is a concert you and I attended together, Summerfest, The Setting. Chuck D, Flavor Flav, boy!
Public Enemy, man, that was fun, yeah, for sure.
And Flavor Flav, I got to tell this story one more time. We told it a couple years ago when we attended, but Flavor Flav got up on some big honking bouncer's shoulders, and they're... I believe singing Fight the Power, and he's weaving through sort of this stage going around the audience. They've got,
went into the audience. It's Summerfest. There's bleachers and then picnic tables. And he was on his back walking around the crowd.
Well, until he tried to transition through back to some controlled area, and Flavor Flav was losing it. He was starting to fall off. And I offered him a hand, and Flavor Flav grabbed it, man. He held on tight for a moment, like I offered him a little. He's not a big dude,
A little, you know, balance, yes, yes.
He is like 125 pounds, you know, so I could have held him up with one arm, I think. But anyways, that was a memorable moment.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was
fun. We touched, we connected, me and Flavor Flav. I felt like Bridget Nielsen just for a minute.
Yeah. You look like Bridget Nielsen. That's an insult to Bridget Nielsen.
844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Tim from Minneapolis. Tim, what was your favorite concert, dude?
Hey, Tim.
My favorite concert was R.E.M. back in the day, back with the R.E.M., the Murmur album, and Reckoning, that time frame.
Tim, where'd you see him? Was it up in the cities?
First Avenue.
You know, I went to the Red Hot Chili Peppers recently up at that big honking stadium you guys got there. And I got to tell you, Tim, it might be good for football, but it felt a little less than intimate for a 70,000-seat concert.
Yeah, we're still paying the note on that thing, too.
We, the taxpayers, how do you like your draft? You guys do okay in the draft last night? I remember thinking, what are the Vikings doing? But what was your impression?
We got this guy Addison from, I forget where, and I forget if he's offense or defense, but he looks like he's got speed. So I think he's a wide receiver.
Tim, that's how a lot of fans feel on draft night. I'm watching this. I mean, my wife was actually watching the draft. ABC was carrying it on primetime television last night. But we were watching the first night of the draft, at least till the 13th slot, right? I want to know who the Packers are getting. And we drafted, and I wanted them to pick this Jackson Smith kid out of Ohio State. This guy's a birder, right? The wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers left town because he never got. And I was thinking, oh, what a stinger that'd be if they took that guy. And instead, they take a kid. I mean, I get the upside on this Hercules kid, this edge rusher, Van Nies or whatever his name is from Iowa. But he wasn't even a starter. If a dude doesn't even start on his college team, why are you drafting him with the 13th overall pick? Can we get an offensive player in the draft for the love of God once? Last time we did, who was the last offensive player the Packers took? You remember?
I have no idea, no.
Receiver-wise, I believe it was Javon Walker out of Florida State. And overall, I believe it was probably Jordan Love, you know, the first nail in the coffin of the Aaron Rodgers relationship. 844-967-2789, talking sports and politics and concerts.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers was a nail in the coffin to Favre. I mean, you know, you don't play forever. At some point, you move on. You got a draft. You give a guy a couple of years, you know, behind the current. You know, I mean, come on. Didn't Aaron Rodgers sit the bench for a while behind the great Brett Favre?
4 years. 4 years.
He was getting sued in Mississippi, if I recall.
For defrauding the welfare system, apparently, for a no-show job. Okay. Here's the interesting part. Favre has apparently repaid the principal, but he owes a lot of interest. The interest, the VIG's a bitch, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Penalties and interest get you every time.
844-967-2789. Politics, grievances, favorite concerts.
Concerts.
Well, we got some Brewers tickets to give away this hour as well. Steve from Minneapolis, you ain't getting the Brewers tickets, but you got a favorite concert or a grievance, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Well, hi, guys. I used to, when I went to tech school in Winona in the late 80s, and it was cheaper to go to the lacrosse center than it was to go to the bar. But the funny thing,
and it was cheap to go to the bar. That says a lot.
You got to go to yesterday's on Thursday nights when you come down to lacrosse. It's $4 all you can drink all night long.
But I was going to say that, you know, that was hair metal days. And no matter who was playing, Bullet Boys always opened.
Smooth up in you, Steve.
But best live band, bar none. I saw Jay Giles in 82. They played every song I ever heard of theirs. I mean, they went to like 1:30 in the morning. It was insane. And, you know, Magic Dick was worth price of admission.
Steve, sounds like you've had some good times, man. I want to party with you, cowboy.
All right. Name the time and the place, and I'll be there.
Well, next concert, you can get us good seats for in Minneapolis. Maybe I can drag Dom on the road with me. 844-967-2789.
I think I saw the front man, what's his name? Opening up for Kid Rock at the rave years ago before Kid got really weird.
You know, I really enjoyed myself.
Peter Wolf.
The first time we saw Kid Rock, when we rolled up in that limousine, kind of like Spicoli's van showing up for class. And we went to that first Kid Rock concert, and he had the dancers in the cages up front. Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy-ass concert. Yeah. And Kid Rock was a good time. And now he's like grandpa shooting up the Bud Light and telling the kids to stay off his lawn. Right.
Anyway, country on top of it all. I mean, come on, man. The dude used to, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's been so long, but he did some stuff with Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Eminem's like, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show, I guess not this past one, the year before, when 50 Cent and Ice Cube and all the cats came out. And of course he knelt at the halftime show. NFL not very happy about that, but I mean, he was doing, you know, he was collabing with Kid Rock. They're both from Detroit, man, back in the day. And now kids using a machine gun to shoot up some Bud Light because he's anti-trans with his mega hat. I mean, man, come on, man. What is it about Detroit? Nugent too, man. The Nuge and Kid Rock, these guys are something in the water over there, man.
I heard Ted Nugent on Right Wing Talk Radio today. As in, he was blasting away on some sort of gun right issue.
When I was going to grad school back in Michigan, Nuge had he was on one of the local rock stations. He had a morning show, I believe. So I could listen to Nuge, and it was, you know, mildly entertaining. It was kind of like a gruffer, I guess, Rush Limbaugh. But, you know, that the shtick, it wears quick. Nuge, come on, man.
He appeared recently on Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish as well.
You know, I mean, Kid Rock, you got a problem with the trans? Really, dude? I mean, I've seen pictures of you hanging out with trans folks. So is it really the Bud Light? Do you just not like the Bud Light, Kid, with your camouflage mega hat? Come on, man.
Where you at, Rock? Where you at?
In the rear with the beer. The 40s, I don't even know. I don't even listen to it anymore. I'm just so turned off by it. But when it came out back in the day, somebody's got to feel this, man. Ba with the ba. That stuff was great.
Yeah. Those songs were good. You know what, Rock, Kid Rock? Sheryl Crow. 844-967. I mean, it was all downhill when he started dating Sheryl Crow. From then on, he's been unlistenable. 844-967-2789. KTNF listening and rocking out today. Aaron from Minneapolis. Welcome, Aaron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, rocking out on KTNF. I love it. I love listening to you guys on there. That's how I discovered you. Favorite concert? Steel Wheels tour, Rolling Stones, 1991.
Nice.
Now,
how about that?
Keith Richards was 92 years old that year, wasn't he?
Yeah, so that would make him, what, like 125 now? I don't know. 32 years ago? Yeah, that's about right. Yes, sir.
The only person I think that's older that looks better than Keith Richards might be Cher.
Yeah, she's right up there.
Oh man, the Rolling Stones, Aaron. That's classic, man. I've never seen the Rolling Stones, and they did roll through Wisconsin, the Rolling Bones, a couple of years ago. But I just couldn't go to pocket for the $500 tickets. It's like missing Bruce. I mean, how do you pay that much? I mean, I get it; they're classic. It's market price, but it's real tough for me, man. I kind of like the dirty, dingy bars. Go see the Deli Rots at Arcade Bar down in Cudahy in Milwaukee. You know what I mean?
Well, of course, and it's way cheaper. It's so out of reach now. It's like sporting events. You go to a Twins game or a Brewers game. How much are tickets there, the cheap ones? I don't even know. $75? I don't even know anymore. I went last year to a Twins game only because some guy worked for bought them for me. So otherwise, I wouldn't have gone. But yeah, it's out of reach.
Aaron, when the
I'd love to get played for that.
When the Twinkies come down to Milwaukee, you call us and we'll try to get you some tickets, man. We know a guy, and they're good seats even. The only time.
Have you been there yet, Crudy? Have you checked the seats out?
I have not. I have not. Okay. No, we give them away to the audience.
I know. We're giving away right now. 844-967-2789. We better give them away soon. We're running out of time.
Angie from Monroe. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Angie.
Well, I got two concerts real quick to tell you about. My favorite one in La Crosse was Volbeat, Megadeth, and Rob Zombie.
Oh.
That was a really good show.
What, yes. What age is this? Front, of Angie, when is this? 90s?
No, I didn't even live in Wisconsin in the 90s. No, it was in 2012.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, and Volbeat was just coming to America then.
Yeah, they were just starting out back then. I've been digging on some Volbeat lately, Angie.
I love Volbeat. And, and then my other concert was up in Minnesota with the Slipknot. I waited... Oh my gosh, almost 10 hours on the side of the rail just to have the front rail. But I got a pick. I got a pick first from the Slipknot show. So that was a really, really long day. And I can talk concerts for days. But those were my two favorite concerts. But yeah, I've gone through a lot. My 40s was the best year of my life. Let's just say that.
The 40s?
We finally have the resources to go see all our favorite rock and rollers, Angie. It is a great time.
Unless you're Dom and you're too cheap to see the Stones.
I couldn't do it.
Angie, are you hoping to win some Brewers tickets?
No, I got to work, actually, on Saturday, so, yeah.
All right. Well, you won't get any from us, then. And I'm not giving up my tickets to the concert tonight. Anybody going to Blues Traveler? Anyone?
Anybody, it's going to be you. It's a private showing.
844-967-2789. Do we have time? Let's sneak Dynamo Dave. Welcome, Dynamo Dave. How you doing, man? Happy Friday. Hey, Dave.
Doing fantastic, charismatic Curtian, debonair Dom.
Wow, well done, Dave. Dynamo Dave.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and listen to everybody in Wisconsin land. Do you remember the Wendell Williams of Plasmatics when they played Milwaukee back in like 1980 and the man in blue uniform sat down on her for simulating a certain act?
Didn't George Carlin get arrested in Milwaukee as well? Milwaukee cops, they just got no sense of humor, Dave, do they?
Yeah, well, same sort of thing happened in Minneapolis. I think Mick Jagger in the early 70s, because there was people getting arrested at a concert at Met Center, he said that Minneapolis is the armpit of America. That's before they could say the other A word.
Dave, we don't want you saying it either. Duluth, Dave, keep listening. More Devils advocates, more Brewers tickets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto,
residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with lows around 36. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, daytime highs approaching 50. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 36. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Giving away some Brewers tickets, 844-967-2789.
Dom, going back to the phones. Drew from Lake Mills. Drew, I don't think you're eligible, dude. Didn't we already give you some tickets earlier this month?
Hey, Drew.
Well, I mean, technically you did it. Pat Kreitlow gave me the ticket.
Ah, that still counts, though, dude.
Well, wait,
once per calendar month.
One per month, but when are the games? Is it in May? I mean, May's
the season started
the corner,
in
May.
April, dude. Call us next week. But what do you got? What do you got today?
All right, so I probably identify a lot more with Dom on music taste. And Dom, I swear to God, every show I go to, I look for you because I think eventually I'm going to run into you. We share the exact same. We share the exact same taste in music. So
you have great taste.
To call in about one of my favorite shows ever. It was weird. So it was a Deftones show, and they didn't announce the show until, like, the day of. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Majestic in Madison, but it holds, like, maybe 300 people. And so Deftones came about 5-7 years ago or something like that and just absolutely, like, tore the roof off the place. And it was only them. No opening act, nothing. They just came out and played for, like, 2 hours, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that's probably my most recent favorite concert experience.
You know, Drew, that is a good story. You should have saved it for May. You could have been ticket eligible.
That's right.
I would be. So, Monday is May 1st, so get ready if you're giving away Brewer tickets, all right?
We'll see, again, Drew.
I can vouch that.
What's that? Say it one more time.
I can vouch that the seats are in the club level, and if you've never sat in the club level, you get your own server. The seats are all squishy and nice, and there's foul balls coming at you pretty much the entire game.
So damn, you got to pay attention then. You won't be losing a tooth.
Right, but it's really great. So, if listeners, man, if you get an opportunity to use these tickets, use them. They're really good seats.
I've heard they're shooter seats, Drew, and I'm glad you confessed to using them earlier this season. I have not used the seats yet. Someday they'll invite us to a game, Dom, but I'm not holding my breath. 844. We give them away to our audience because we love you more than we love ourselves, and that's very hard to say. 844.
Curdy loves himself often.
Every time I'm home alone. 844. 967-2789.
If you don't love yourself, how the hell is anyone else going to love you?
Welcome, Pat. We love our callers. What do you got for us?
Well, hey, Pat.
Hi, guys. I specialize in free tickets. I was lucky enough to see the first American tour by Led Zeppelin and Jeff Lotell in Chicago at the Kinetic Playground in July of 1969, the same weekend that we landed on the moon. I was walking down Humboldt Avenue in Milwaukee when three women I knew were driving by in their daddy's Volkswagen convertible and started yelling at me, Pat, we're going to Chicago. So I jumped in the car. I had $5 to my name, and that's how much the concert was. And we literally are standing in line for the second show, which was going to start at 10 o'clock. And some dude walks up to me and says, hey, man, here's a ticket. So I saw the show for free. right in the front area of the Kinetic Playground. And I'll never forget it. It was Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull. I don't even remember who played first, but it was a great time.
Pat,
wow, man, that's fantastic.
You know the saying, Pat, ass, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free. If you're down to your last $5, man, I hope you either had a sack in your pocket or, you know, you serviced your comrades.
I still had the $5 at the end of the night.
That's a pretty good story, Pat. Hey, you looking for some free tickets to this weekend's Brewer game, tomorrow night's game?
I can do it.
Pat, hang tight, man. I bet we got some tickets we can give to you. 844-967-2789. John from Jackson, Wisconsin, where WAUK originates. John, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, John.
First concert, 1963.
Oh, what?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
That's a pretty good one.
Peter, Paul, and Mary in Minneapolis Auditorium. I have the newspaper advertisement, seats for $2.50. That's $2.
Is that Puff the Magic Dragon?
50 cents. You betcha. You betcha. Yeah.
John, did they have a hammer? Am I thinking of the right Peter, Paul, and Mary? They hammered in the morning?
It. You got it. Yep, they sure did. They sure did. Yep, I was in the last row. I mean, you could have paid more than $2.50, I'm sure. But then we hung out after a while and got all their autographs. And I saw Peter Yarrow about 6 years ago and showed him that clipping, and he couldn't believe $2.50 for a ticket.
That's amazing.
Which you got by sending cash in a self-addressed envelope, and they would mail it back to you with your ticket.
Yeah. And they did.
Oh, trust back then.
And they did mail it back.
And they did. And they did. Yeah. 1960. Oh, here's the big issue. That night, the next night, it was Saturday night, the next night, Sunday night, I got home, and who was on the television for the first time with Ed Sullivan? Yes. The Beatles.
Beatles. Wow, man. That's a hell of a time to be watching some live music, man.
The clash of the folk singer and the Beatles. And the Beatles thought Peter, Paul, and Mary were pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
You can look up a picture. Look up an image on Google. Google Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Beatles. It's got a really cool picture with the Beatles in their suits and everything like that. So take care.
John, thanks for listening, man. That's a good story. We'll look for you in the back row.
Back row, John. I think I just see Paul McCartney on a tour, I guess, in the last 5 years or so. He hit Miller Park. Of course, that place was jam-packed. And I would imagine it's like your Chili Peppers concert, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, not they had them out in the outfield. They built the stage, and Miller Park, of course, is huge. Plus, they had all the ground seats. It was a lot of fun. Glad I went. Had lots of big screens because you need it when you're that far away. But I got to see Paul McCartney.
Worst concert you've ever seen.
Walked out of Steve Miller Band.
Really?
Sorry, Steve. Not great.
Not worth the trip to Red Rocks over?
No. A couple of fine songs, but no. He did a lot of talking. He's a big talker. I'm more of a rocker guy. And my most disappointing, I would think that comes to my mind, would be the Lynyrd Skynyrd, the God and Guns tour. Man, you know, I should have known by the name of the
Freebird
tour. I want to see some Freebird, Simple Man. You know, there's lots of great, great tunes from back in the day. But you get there, and there's, you know, the Stars and Bars are in the background. Man, the Confederate flag waving huge, and God and Guns tour. It was a bit much. We ended up walking out of that one too. Those are the risks you take. You know what I'm saying? The original band, all those cats died in the plane crash. So, but I still love the nostalgia of it all, man. You know, some good stuff, that Southern rock, and, you know, the Beatles coming around, and The music in the 60s, what a great time for music. And I got to tell you, Crudy, when we were in college, the rap, the grunge, it was also a lot of fun. The 90s, good stuff.
Well, that's where I discovered you, and I've never been the
same. You're welcome.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Pizza Box Mike at 7. Keep it locked. Civic Media.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.